Hello everyone, this is WingTF McAllister, once again presenting another recording for a contest. It's been a long time, some of you I've seen before, some of you I have not. So I will try to give you just a little, lowdown about what the hell I'm now going to attempt to do. Generally this is the point where I kind of critique what you submitted to my contest, and while some of you have been down this road before and you know what's coming, others do not. So I will just say it now, so you can all hear, my viewpoints. Some of these are going to sound really harsh, and it's just going to sound like I am a mean asshole. It is not personal. It is just that, a lot of this is about, hey, the winner has the option of putting this on my site. So, I need to be a publisher, so to speak. I can't be sitting around and selecting things that I don't think really make the cut. All of you had some issues that need to be addressed. Not like, there are still pieces of Shakespeare that have errors in them that people find. So, it's not that big a deal. The world is still, rotating about its axis, but there's definitely some problems with each and every one of you. So don't take it personally, but there was definitely a split between, a group that presented some pieces that were quite frankly disappointing, and then another group that were all really, really close together. And it actually took me a second read through to differentiate between which ones I wanted to, to keep and which ones I wanted, to kind of drop down a little bit in my decision of who is going to win this contest. So I guess I will start and explain that for the first time I actually used a grade scale. Normally I don't do it. Normally I know, but this one was tough. So I actually had to develop a grade scale that was based on 15 points. No one came close to getting 15. In fact, the highest was a 13. And some of these sections scored pretty poorly in my opinion, but I divided them up into creativity, entertainment, and fine skill. Fine skill is the one that you should all fear. That's the one that deals with grammar, and it runs from a scale of 0 to 5. 0 is this fucking English? And 5 is, holy shit, you are an English major. Entertainment scales from, this piece did not interest me at all, to a 5 of fucking awesome. And in fact, it was possible to get a 6 if this just absolutely blew me away, but nobody did. And then you have creativity, which ranged from 0 to 5, which was 0 being, this is cliche, I've seen it before, it's been done, to 5, which is an original work that really deviates from what is expected. Like, this is just blow me away, awesome. You took elements of how you write and made it something different than what, you'd expect to see from that genre in general. So, I guess that said, I will get down to the horrendousness of attempting to go through this. So I will start with Izzy, because, I just wanted to, I guess. Izzy, you submitted a Ronin Warrior fanfic. So, creativity-wise, you definitely busted it out. It was different from what you would expect. But at the same point, that was kind of its downfall. If you're submitting a Ronin Warrior fanfic, I'm expecting to see, some hardcore action. And instead, all I really got was like, ooh, let's look at the psychology of, years after the fact. I mean, it's the equivalent of having a non-action Die Hard movie. You can't do it and get away with it, especially with me, because I'm the guy that wants to see crap happen. In better news, your writing has definitely improved from the last contest. And, you've stepped it up a level since then. But you still have some areas that, need some touching up. A few places throughout where just the sentence formation was a little awkward to me. I just kind of looked at it, I was like, there's a much better way to write this particular sentence. There was like one that it was like, who told who or whatever, something like that. I don't have the piece in front of me, so I'm going off memory. But I was just like, there's a much better way to word this. So unfortunately, you didn't pull it off this time. the entertainment, I was interested, it kept me reading, but when I got through at the end of the day, I was like, wow, it just didn't live up to my expectations of a Ronin Warrior type piece. So that said, you got a 9. Anyway, next up on my list is Misaku-chan, who submitted a poem. This was the first poem I looked at, and it was entertaining. I read through it. However, God also calls on you to spell check. I have a real serious problem with there being spelling errors in a short piece like a poem. It makes me think that you just didn't care about the work you submitted. And it's not you specifically, because it happened to just about everyone who submitted a poem in every contest I've ever done. They submit a poem, they write it, they're like, oh, sweet poem, they get in the flow, and then they don't check it. It's like, well, it's all about the flow, it's all about the creativity. Yeah, but the rules of English still apply. Actually, I got this one poem where there were a whole bunch of misspelled words, and the only reason why it actually won is because the person explained why they misspelled the words, and that was the only saving grace. If you don't do that, and I read through and I look at it, and there are errors in it, and I think, oh, okay, they just didn't, hit F7 on their keyboard, I'm not inclined, to really care. I just sit here and I'm like, well, okay, whatever. On the other hand, it was a very entertaining piece, and it was well written, and aside from that whole fine skill point of not spell checking, it was a nice piece. It had some flow, and I can definitely see that you have the talent to bring out some really entertaining shit. In fact, this scored a 5 on entertainment. It was great. However, aside from the lacking in fine skill and the excellent entertainment, creativity was a little, it was mediocre. It scored a 3 on the creativity, just because, you know what? If I picked up an emo's diary, I'd probably see something like this. It's like very expected. I've seen poems come through, including one in this contest that is sarcastic, it's witty, it makes you think. This one definitely set me up, it kept me interested, but it was just lacking. That said, you scored a 10. Congratulations! 1-2 Linda, or 12 Linda, however you decide to, combine those numbers. You have writing skill. I can see it, I can tell, but you have a major problem that is common to a lot of young writers, and that's you write in fragments. Or, more specifically, you write like you speak. So, while you have some elements of fine skill there, you need to hone them a bit. Also, entertainment-wise, I'm sorry to say, this piece just could not keep me interested. That's probably a lot less to do with you and a lot more to do with my personal interests, but unfortunately, that's what happens when there's only one judge, is that you only get one viewpoint. And to me, there was no punch that drew me in. It was just like, this is a girl version of Harry Potter, and I didn't really feel that there was anything to set it apart from anything that I've seen before, and it didn't keep me interested. So, you need to work on that a little bit. You need to work on drawing people in, getting them a little bit more interested in what you're saying, because you definitely have the creativity there, and you're definitely on your way with grammar. You just need to touch it up a little bit and take it to the next level. And that way, when it comes down to it, you can file your copyright forms and get them, and people will be happy, and you can show your work off to others. But until that happens, you're gonna need to stay in the back a little bit and figure out how to do it right. Because right now it's kind of only half the way there. In this contest, you scored an 8. Einab, if that's how you pronounce your name. Sorry, I don't. This is the part of the contest that sucks, because I look like a douchebag because I can't pronounce people's screen names. Your type of work is generally not my forte. I don't know. I started reading it, I'm like, oh God, not one of these. But I got news. For someone who said the piece wasn't good, you're a goddamn fucking liar. Because you took something that to me sounded like an ordinary, Valley Girl type crap to like vampire ponage, and that was some nice deviation. I enjoyed that. It definitely scored high. In fact, you got a 5 on the creativity. I was like, oh my God, this kicks ass. However, there were a few entertainment lapses throughout. You know, I'd get going, and I'd just be like, oh, it's slowing down, and then it would pick up, and then, I don't know, it's not that you wrote it that way on purpose, it's just that, you know, there were some areas where I was like, whoa, okay, you know, look up at the ceiling for a minute, then get back to it. And generally, I can tell if a piece holds my interest by if I sit here and I stare at the screen all the way through, which rarely happens because I have reading, you know, ADHD or some crap like that. I will just, you know, look away and whatever. So a good tip for me is that if I can read a piece all the way through, then it's really damn good. And this one had a few places where I just stopped and I was like, okay, need to regroup. So if you can keep me looking at the page all the way through, then that is a victory for you. So try to keep it up, try to, you know, push it to the next level in which, you know, you take the reader, you grab them, you know, cheeks, ear, whatever, and you just yank them towards the screen. So we're sitting here like, I'm not looking away, holy crap, this kicks ass. Grammar-wise, you have a few places you still need to edit. There were several spots where there was, you know, missing apostrophes, crap like that. However, none of the errors really took away from the actual piece as a whole. Watch out for fragments. I saw a few. But other than that, you scored extremely well. You got a 12 out of 15. Knight. I'm not going to say the whole name, so you're just going to have to go with that. You have the quotation comma error that is very common. In fact, I used to do it all the time. So other than that, you write well, your grammar is solid, but you just need to work on your quotation errors and, you know, those rules of grammar. Entertainment-wise, though, this piece was just way too calculated for me. It's extremely creative, and I enjoyed it, but it just read, very methodically, very systematically, and I don't think you'd really grab the reader unless this was like a school book. You know, unless a teacher said, okay, we're reading this book, I think that's really the only way that someone would sit down and read all the way through it, because I sit here and it's just like, you know, A becomes B becomes C, and I don't know if that's just me, or if that's whatever, if I was tired yesterday and I just didn't realize it or whatnot. It's probably more me than it is you, but to me, that's what it was. It was too methodic. You know, bust that out. Make it a little bit more, you know, flowing and less, you know, yeah. Anyway, you scored a 10. Aztec, you have a nice poem here. In fact, you were one of the people who attained the mystical 13. It was very entertaining. It was creative, although it didn't score the perfect 5 in that department. Because, you know, I got through the end and I was just like, well, this is great. It has wit. It's, you know, kind of, it had that sarcastic bite to it that I really enjoy. But at the end of it, I just sat there and said, okay, this is a wonderful piece, but it's a wonderful piece that's only 10 lines long. And I know, you know, poems cannot go on indefinitely. There has to be a beginning and the end, and they are never as long as prose, except in extreme circumstances. But it's hard for me to compare between a poem that's 10 lines and a prose piece that is, you know, 9 pages and make a justified decision as to the level of effort that this person put into the contest. There is one place in the poem where I think you have a rhythm break. You know, you set it up and you got this nice rhythm, and I was reading it, I was like, haha, this is kick ass. And then I got, you know, to like the 5th line or the 6th line, and it kind of scrambled it up a little bit. So if you want to do that, that's great. However, for people who like to follow the rhythm, who like to get into it, who like to treat the poem as a song, it kind of threw me off. And you might want to, you know, take a look at that when you write the piece. However, this was a great poem. I love it. In fact, you know, I saved it to my computer. I still have it. So it was very good. Excellent job. Keep writing. I can definitely see you, you know, landing a poetry book collection in the future, because this was a great piece. Homosexical. Haha, that's a funny name. This piece is creative, because to me, it came out as a prose piece that read like a poem. But quite frankly, I have no idea what the hell was going on. It was like, am I in an abstract piece? Am I supposed to be left with thoughts? Or is it just random? That, however, wasn't really that limiting, because it definitely was entertaining and definitely was creative. What really killed you, though, is that you write in fragments. And that's a serious distraction. If I go along and I'm reading the sentence and all of a sudden I see like a period that's bracketing something off that isn't really a sentence, I'm like, what the hell is going on? So you need to make sure that when you write these things and you get in the flow, because I'm a huge fan of stream of consciousness, so I know the feeling, you're in the zone and you write, but you need to make sure that what you write is grammatically correct, because when it comes down to people who know, they look at it and they get completely sidetracked. So you need to make sure that you take that out and you get it solid, so that when people read it, they're not distracted by these random errors that are thrown throughout an already random piece. Either way, you scored an 11.